thin margins for Brazil soybean growers, and corn and beans wait and see. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, inviting you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin to explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. Brazil is on track to bring in a record soybean harvest, but the story behind those big numbers is far less optimistic for farmers. Rising input costs and softer global prices are cutting deeply into profitability, especially in key production regions like Mato Grosso.
Brazil is expecting another record soybean harvest, but lower export premiums at Brazilian ports, a less favorable exchange rate, and the soybean trade agreement between China and U.S. are likely to put even more pressure on producer returns. Profits in Mato Grosso are projected to fall to just $10 per acre, the lowest level in almost 20 years.
That's Joanna Calusi with the Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University. She says that financial pressure may begin to slow Brazil's rapid expansion of soybean acreage, a trend that has reshaped global markets over the past decade. For U.S. farmers, that shift could be significant. If Brazil pulls back on production growth, it may tighten global supplies and offer some price support moving forward.
Over time, that should reduce some of the pressure in export markets and benefit price dynamics here in the United States.
Still, uncertainty remains high, as global demand, currency values, and weather will all play a role in how this story unfolds.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria September 5th through the 14th. We'll visit Banff National Park and then take a train ride through phenomenal mountain views with decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and then on Vancouver Island, we visit the stunning Butcher Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour. Cold air continues to park over Michigan today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. We've got high pressure being analyzed right on top of Lake Michigan right away this morning. That means this is the coldest part of this core of air. Good news is we should see sunshine through most of the day. That will help us feel a little bit better. But the cold air is not going to release its grip until sometime tomorrow. Southwest flow develops overnight, and moving into tomorrow, we see that usher out the cold air, but also see some clouds increase. I think we have to watch for precipitation tomorrow afternoon, scattered rain showers over parts of the UP. The rest of Michigan waits until we get into the overnight tomorrow night into Thursday before rain showers move through. But I think everybody's got a chance at moisture anywhere from a tenth to half an inch right now, with coverage 100% of the state either from tomorrow afternoon or right on through Thursday. Getting into the late week, colder air tries to come back down in for Friday behind the frontal boundary, but doesn't really gain a good strong foothold. However, we're also seeing with the moderate temperatures another round of moisture trying to come through Friday morning to midday over the southern half of lower Michigan. That can bring an additional tenth to six tenths with coverage at 100% for that region. Farther north, I don't think we see anything. The weekend gets dry to start. Saturday, high pressures here. It's chilly but sunny. Same story on a Sunday, partly sunny skies with increasing clouds late in the afternoon. Milder air comes back Sunday afternoon, and that kicks off a very active week next week. Monday through Wednesday, we have multiple systems bringing big rains. Cold air for Thursday, Friday, and that cold air relinquishes its grip next weekend, just in time for more moisture to come back. So it's a roller coaster ride, both temperatures and precipitation. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at what happened. Helpful weekend U.S. rains for dry and drought areas pressured the wheat market, but corn and soybeans seemed to take a wait-and-see attitude amidst all the world turmoil, and the markets were little moved. Here's Andy Eubank along with John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper for a closer look.
Quiet up moves in corn and soybeans and a sell-off in Chicago wheat, possibly, John, due to some rains that moved in and affected dry or drought areas. Not that drought is over and done with, but enough to move the market lower. But plenty happening around the world, and oddly, grains and oil seeds pretty flat overall.
Yes, we got off to a hot start last night in the energies, then turned negative as in the early morning hours. While most in the United States were still sleeping, Pakistan submitted a ceasefire and a peace proposal, and so that turned the energy markets red fairly quickly, and pretty decent sell off, and then boom. Looks like both countries have said, no, we're not interested in that ceasefire proposal. So we've seen a rebound in energy. We've got corn back in the black, but and beans too, but not robustly. they're kind of stumbling along. So I think the trade, the commodities in general, and probably the equities and the bonds and so on, will wait to see what happens with that deadline tomorrow that President Trump has set. And I believe that's at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time. So if the Iranians haven't capitulated by then, there could be some fireworks both ways, and maybe some crazy action in the early evening hours tomorrow. So we'll see what happens.
And that was John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper. May corn finished up 1¾ at 454 even. July corn was up 2 even to 465¼. May soybeans ended in the black, 1166¾ up 3¼. July beans were up 3¼ as well to 1183¼. May wheat finished red, down 3 even to 595½. April live cattle showed strength at 248.02, up $1.82. And April lean hogs up 12 cents to 90.47. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.